Senator Church, there seems to be considerable discomfort in the United States about the situation in Iran and the presence of our hostages there. Do you think, as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, the president has done the right things and done enough of them to release our hostages from Iran?
I think that the president has done everything that he could do until now to keep the option open for the Iranians to release the hostages. Our purpose from the beginning has been to get them home safely. And we have known from the beginning that there was no way that we ourselves could rescue them through any kind of military operation. That has forced the president to negotiate for their release. It's been very frustrating, but it is the only policy I know that has the chance for success.
From CBS News, Washington, a spontaneous and unrehearsed news interview on Face the Nation with Senator Frank Church, Democrat from Idaho, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Senator Church will be questioned by CBS News congressional correspondent Phil Jones, by Karen Elliott House, diplomatic correspondent for The Wall Street Journal, and by the moderator, CBS News correspondent George Herman.
Senator Church, in your first answer, you said that the president is pursuing a policy of negotiation, which you said is the only policy you know that has a chance of getting our hostages out of Iran. But in negotiation, there's all kinds of shades. And the question, I guess, that needs to be asked at this point is, has the president been a tough enough negotiator?
I would give the president the benefit of the doubt on that score, because on at least two occasions in the last month, we have had cause to believe that arrangements had been made to bring the hostages out. Once when the UN Commission was there, once again when the Revolutionary Council met and it appeared as if there was movement. I think the president has sought to give every opportunity on those occasions for the Iranians themselves to see that it is not in their interest to keep the hostages any longer. And only when the Ayatollah Khomeini pulled the rug out from under both negotiating efforts did the president then see the need to cut off diplomatic relations and impose economic sanctions.
The president has given our allies a deadline by which he expects some action out of them. Do we have any leverage over the Japanese and the Europeans if they don't do something to assist us?
You see, the leverage we used to have, we've lost. We are concentrating all the time on our military power and how much more money to spend for the military and that kind of thing, or our respect or the lack of respect shown toward us abroad. These are the wrong questions. When we had economic primacy in the world, our allies marched in lockstep with the United States. We've lost our economic clout. We've lost our place in the international marketplace. And we haven't lost it to the Russians or the Chinese or to any part of the communist world. We've lost it to the Germans and to the Japanese, our trading partners, so-called. And that's where we should be concentrating and rebuilding on the American position in the world, rejuvenating the American economy.
Well, Senator, I'm not sure what the answer to that question was. What can we do to our allies if they do not go along with us?
Well, there isn't much we can do to our allies. We could repudiate them, but that would be only working against our own best interests. And we have to recognize that although our allies have been willing to give us lip service, have been willing to join with us in UN resolutions and that kind of thing, and may be willing, many of them, to join with us in boycotting the Olympics at Moscow, there is the oil weapon. And I think that oil weapon may make them hesitate as to how far they will join with us in imposing economic sanctions. I believe we should do all in our power to show them that in the long run, only if we stand together can we overcome the intimidating effect of the oil weapon. I hope they will help us. But if they do not, insofar as economic sanctions are concerned, then we will have to go it alone.
But what leadership, what persuasion, what does it take when the Soviet Union invades a neighboring country, Afghanistan? What does it take to make the other nations of the free world see that there's something wrong with this and that some action should be taken against it, boycott or whatever? I mean, why does it require a United States push on our allies to have them react to a Soviet invasion of another country?
Has it ever been otherwise? Have we forgotten what happened in the years preceding Adolf Hitler? Have we forgotten the policy of appeasement in those days as Hitler took one aggressive action after another and the Europeans did nothing about it? It was their policy of appeasement, you'll remember, in those days.
And now?
And now I think that they would like to put a lesser degree of urgency in their interpretation of the Afghan invasion than we. They would like to get on with what the Germans call Ostpolitik, continued trade relations with the Russians, and they are not as willing, thus far at least, they have given no indication of being as willing to go as far in imposing sanctions against the Soviet Union as the United States.